Well, so pleased to have Cody Osborne joining us once again from Sask Tip. Cody, you wanted to talk about one story that has popped up here recently.
Well, yeah, there's one of many, I should say here, but there's definitely one that we need the public to know about. So that happened on November 25th when Humboldt conservation officers got some information about a bull moose that was shot and left to waste about 5 miles southwest of Cudworth. The antlers of this moose were removed from the animal, and then all of the edible meat was left to waste. And there was no moose season on at the time. So this is one of those cases where it's very clear poaching. Someone's just hunting for antlers and don't care about the meat that could have fed quite a few people.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And then you had a bit of a statistics update here that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, so like I said, we've been getting quite a few requests for assistance from officers in the field. You know, whitetail season is usually pretty busy, and with this added antlerless elk season, the call numbers have definitely gone up. So since November 15th, we've had 11 requests for tip posters involving 12 shot and left animals, of which 5 of those were elk. So there was a mule deer down by Weyburn, a bull, elk, and this moose we just talked about near Humboldt that were shot and left, cow elk by Nipawin and North Battleford, and Spiritwood had 2 cow elk shot and left as well, and then a bull moose near Saskatoon just recently as well. There's one positive, is that we had a moose near Saskatoon, another moose near Saskatoon that was shot and left, but after our SAS tip poster went up, the responsible person called himself in for it, so that one can be marked as solved. And these are just some of the files that were sent to SAS tip to help the officers, but that doesn't mean there's not more investigations that officers are currently looking at. So if you know you shot the wrong sex or species of animal by accident, please come forward and self-report the mistake, and officers will take a look at that. Or if you know that you wounded an elk or another animal and you couldn't find it, but now you recognize that area or the animal up on our page, please let us know so that file can be resolved.
And Cody, if we're looking for some more information, or maybe we have some information on a violation that took place in the province, what can we do?
Well, the quickest and easiest way to let us know you have some information is to call the provincial toll-free tip line at 1-800-667-7561. You don't have to give your name if you don't want. You can remain anonymous, but it's always good for officers to be able to reach out to you. And if that's the case, your name will be kept confidential regardless. And you could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000 for providing good information.
Perfect. Cody, thanks for sharing some minutes with us this morning.
Yeah, not a problem. And for everyone, just go to our Facebook page, SAS Tip, to take a look at all our outstanding files.